Rock begging for money for Hawaii is the greatest red pill moment in internet history. Check this out.
So if you send a donation, just click now.
Did I just witness what I think I witnessed? Please don't tell me I just saw a billionaire standing next to a multi-millionaire begging the average everyday citizen for donations that can barely get by due to a real-life recession, living paycheck to paycheck, barely can pay rent, barely can put food on the table for our families, okay? Living in a real-life recession in a country where our president is giving away all our resources, sources, and resources of to another country for money. If you two don't go take your Hollywood elite behinds to your other Hollywood elite friends and politician buddies that got millions like you do in billions and get all that money together and help out Maui, you are out your damn mind. Please don't insult our intelligence like that. Get out of here with that. The nerve.
What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson out here on this beautiful rainy day. I told you this was going to happen, man. I mean, it's not FEMA yet, but it's about to get there. I mean, the Hawaiian Electric Company is already trying to point the finger, shift the blame. And the CEO who was in charge of Hawaiian Electric, female, obviously, they're trying to shift the blame, and they're trying to, you know, not rule out fucking conspiracy theories. And you already have, like, these millionaires begging for money. People that already have money are begging you for money when you already pay taxes to help fix this shit. But instead of allocating those finances towards people of Maui, they're going to Ukraine. Do you still side with Ukraine? Do you stand with Ukraine? Do you still wave that fucking Ukrainian flag? I'm telling you, this has always been, since World War II, this has been the case. The moment that we started fucking buying those fucking gay ass bonds, those war bonds, which basically like IOU notes, we were done, dude. Because the government knows now they can get bailed out. All they gotta do is just lean on you. All they gotta do is just tax the shit out of you. And I'm done, dude. I'm done. I'm done with this bullshit. Fuck. Fuck taxes. Fuck donations. Fuck these, like, millionaires and billionaires. Here's the thing. Here's my favorite part. I was watching a YouTube stream called Among Us, and it had this guy named Corpse Husband, Valkyrie, Pokimane, Sykuno, Jacksepticeye, Brooke, Tina, Ash, and a few other people that I actually really enjoy. And what happened? What the fuck happened? They all had unboxing videos. So if you're a millionaire, you get tons of fucking fan mail, tons of fucking free shit, tons of all this other stuff. And the very people that are millionaires that are getting all these gifts are telling people to go tax the rich. I'm telling you, bro. This country's trying to blow smoke up your ass. They're trying to normalize They're trying to normalize being TikTok famous to the point where everybody wishes that they could be fucking, you know, Instagram, TikTok, fucking all this stupid ass shit famous. That chick who was fucking, that black chick who was fucking, who was acting like a fucking NPC, she had her fucking asshole blasted everywhere. All of her naked pictures were fucking blasted everywhere out of jealousy by her fucking friend because she was making like $5,000 a month. I bet she wouldn't, or $5,000 a day, and I bet she wouldn't shut her fucking mouth about it. So her friend is like, you know what? I'm gonna humble your ass. Put your ass beneath me. Fuck you. I'm telling you, bro. This is the way it is. This is the world the way it is. We, we've lost ourselves a long time ago. It's that fucking hippie generation that did it. All that free love, man, and let's fucking smoke weed and, you know, talk about fucking problems and or eco this and all this other bullshit that. Let's experiment with tons of drugs and tons of ideas and tons of fucking endless fucking options to destroy ourselves with, man. That generation fucked and destroyed this country. Now look where we're at. The fucking liberals are at it again. They're trying to desperately shove this shit down your throat. Trying to get you to believe that this is your only option. This is your ultimatum. This is it. Your only option is to be famous or to be poor. Like, there's this chick down the street. She sells tamales. At least she does something. Her tamales suck dick. But she's always complaining, like, why nobody, like, buys her food. Like, when she has a punch stand, and her punch is really good, she doesn't make enough of it. And then she overcharges when she does. And then those tamales are fucking cold in the center. And they taste like shit. And then she puts olives in it. And look, where she comes from in her country, totally acceptable to have olives. But dude, right next, like literally right down the street, they're selling tamales for the exact same price. It's warm as shit. It tastes good. And it's fucking, it's like relatively priced the same, almost. And you get more for your buck. So who are they going to go to? Her shit shop or that one place? They go to that fucking one place. They go to that little shop. So I'm of the opinion that bitch did it to herself. Right? The same opinion that I have about, you know, these fucking people that love to just donate, that love, I think they like pray for these catastrophes to happen, because like, when they happen, then they can feel self-righteous about donating a couple bucks. Like, get the fuck out of here. Why don't you take some of that energy and donate to your community rather than donate to these fucking people? They sure as shit want to tell you how to live your life and how you should think and how you should behave and how you should fucking act and how you should call them by whatever gay-ass pronoun they want to fucking say. But they don't want to fucking, they don't want to go out and live that life themselves. Ugh, I've already put in my time in college. I remember some chick called, she was like, college was like the military. And I fucking died of laughter when she said that. I was like, get the fuck. My brother described the military and it sounds just like college. Dorm rooms, cafeterias, mandatory, like you go to class. Oh, yeah, dude, I'm sure you had to fucking, you know, get yelled at by your fucking, by your drill sergeant about, you know, not having your fucking laptop in class, right, bitch? I'm sure your fucking university teacher smoked your ass for answering the question the wrong way, right? You need to unfuck yourself with that bullshit. These people are just... they're dumb. They're fucking dumb. And I don't know how to explain it, dude. They're just fucking dumb. They provide nothing of substance to America. Nothing but bullshit and chaos and rhetoric. I don't know, man. These celebrities don't fucking give shit, give a single flying fuck about you. They don't. You should go to West Hollywood and bump into a couple of them, and when you ask for their autograph, you should see how they act towards you. First, they pretend like you're not there. Charlie Kirk was one of those cocksuckers. He's one of those hoorah, hoorah in front of the video, but the moment that you go to like ask him for a picture, he'll fucking ignore you. I had to bug him like several times, like, dude, can I get a picture with you? Can I get a picture with you? Can I? And finally he buckled. But he's a piece of shit, dude. In real life, he's a fucking piece of shit. Didn't he stand next to that transsexual fucking MAGA dude? I'm telling you, dude. These people are fucking two-faced. That's why I stepped away from politics, and I'm just like, dude, every one of you fucking pieces of shit are the same, two sides of the same coin. You got us all jumping through hoops. Or except we jump through hoops a little slower than the other fucking team, but we're still jumping, aren't we? They still got us by the collar. Let me give you another insight on like how fucking dumb our country's become. The company that I had, or excuse me, the company that I'm a part of, they had a big ass potluck, and there was extra food in the freezer from the potluck, and so I started to heat up some of the food because I'm hungry and I haven't had a decent meal in a couple days, and I don't really have food at the house. And, you know, I saw that it was sitting there, and then I started it, you know, heat it up, and as soon as I went into the fridge to go grab some bread, you know, from the potluck, he was like, you know, some guy pops out of nowhere, he's like, hey, that's for staff only. And I'm like, what, the fridge? And he's like, no, the food and everything else in it. And I was like, from the potluck? That food's been sitting there for a week. Like, do you mind if I have some? And the guy's like, no, that's for staff only. Like, we get first dibs. And I'm like, first dibs? Dude, the fucking food is sitting here rotting. What, are you going to eat this food on Monday? Or on, you know, on Tuesday when we come back from our three-day weekend? And he just stood there looking at me, and he just said, that food's for the staff. And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. You just said that. So you're going to let the food rot, is what you're saying. That food's for the staff. And he just walked away, and I just like, what the fuck? Fuck you then, pussy. Like, I just left the fucking, like, food in the microwave, just cooking. I just walked the fuck away. That's how fucking dumb we are. We would rather let our fucking food spoil in our fridge than to give it to somebody who might fucking need it. And these guys know that they pay like shit, and they know that people are struggling, and they know that people want that food. But instead of asking around, asking like, hey, do you know anybody who might need this? Do you know anybody who might need a leg up? Do you know anybody? They keep it in the fridge and they let it rot. Because that's what they think about you. They think that little of you. All these corporations believe that you're the fucking little guy and you should shut up and learn your fucking place. And your place is at the bottom of the fucking totem pole. And you will eat when we tell you. You will fucking shit when we tell you. And you will fucking do as we tell you and do as we say. No fucking complaints. So whenever they tote these fucking, you know, these celebrities in front of me, whenever they want to do this do-good, feel-good bullshit because they're all trying to buy fucking property now that the... See, all this is just a fucking means for them to just say, hey, we're about to buy property off of you, but before we do, we want to do, like, this sign of gesture so that it'll feel okay when we buy it off of you. It'll feel nice when we fucking jerk you off and rip you off. When we jerk the chain, it won't feel so bad. That's what Democrats do. That's what narcissistic, abusive people do. They abuse the shit out of you, and then they're like, okay, sorry, here, let me make you a promise. Let me make you feel good. Let me make you feel better before I fuck you over again. And all these cocksuckers, all these, like, celebrities and politicians and shit, they all have one thing in common: addiction to, what is it, narcissistic supply. That feel-good feeling that they get from people, that attention, it's just fucking savory. It is unquenchable. These people will skip meals, they will skip showering, they will skip shitting, they will skip everything in their fucking power to feel good in front of the camera. Do you think if The Rock and fucking Oprah gave a fuck about those people? I mean, didn't Oprah just give away cars? So how is she broke? She's a billionaire. She couldn't go to those people and give them a leg up? Give them a couple thousand? No. She asked you, the broke motherfucker. Because she doesn't give a flying fuck about you. Oh, but Crimson, she would have matched that fucking amount. You think that we can afford to fucking give anything right now? I just got some bad news from one of my friends. He's about to go homeless. And he doesn't know if he's going to be able to afford his place this coming month. So... you know, I can't fucking help him because I'm broke myself, and then another buddy's fucking asking for help too. I'm trying to sell guns, trying to sell everything. We're all in the same boat, dude. We're all just fucking waiting to cash our chips. That's how fucking desperate and dire we are right now, and they're asking us for money. The fire wasn't planned, it was an accident. But now these fucking hawks, these vultures, are out here trying to collect. Guard your heart.